أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا الكيل والميزان بالقسط لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها وإذا قلتم فاعدلوا ولو كان ذا قربى وبعهد الله أوفوا ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تذكرون وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون ثم آتينا موسى الكتاب تماما على الذي أحسن وتفصيلا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة لعلهم بلقاء ربهم يؤمنون.
Come not close to the property of orphans, except to improve it until he reaches the age of full strength, and give measure and weight with full justice. We do not place a burden on any soul more than what it can bear. And when you speak, then speak justly, even it may be a relative, and fulfill the pledges of Allah. Such is His command, that you may reflect, you may take heed. And this is my path leading straight, then follow it, and do not follow other paths, it may scatter you from His path. Then such is His command to you, that you may guard yourself against wrong. And moreover, we had granted Musa alayhi salam the divine book, completing our favors upon those who do good, and an explanation of all things, a detailed explanation of all things, guidance and mercy, that they may believe in the meeting of their Rabb. And this is a kitab which we have sent down, full of blessings. So follow it and guard yourself against His displeasure, that you may receive His mercy. Lest you may say that this book was revealed upon two groups before us, and we were totally unaware of their learnings. Or you may say that had the book been revealed upon us, then we would have followed its guidance better than them. And now, clear proofs have come to you from your Rabb, guidance and mercy. Then who does greater wrong than one who rejects the words of Allah and turns away therefrom? Then those who turn away from our words and our verses, we will punish them with a dreadful punishment because of them turning away. And what are they waiting for? Are they waiting to see the Malaika coming to them, or your Rabb coming to them, or certain of the signs of your Rabb coming to them? The day certain signs of your Rabb do come to them, then it will be of no good for any soul then to believe that has not believed before this, or to earn any good through its faith. Say, go on waiting, and we will also wait with you. In these verses, Ta'alu atuma harrama rabbukum. Come, I may recite to you the things that your Rabb has declared forbidden, that you do not join any partner with Allah, be good and kind towards your parents, and do not kill your children for want and poverty, and don't come close to any indecent and lewd behavior, be it open or be it discreet. These two, three verses, this is the gist and the essence of the messages of all the divine books. From the time of Adam alayhi salam right to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was the essence of all, or the essence and the content of all books. It was unaltered, and this was the standard that every Nabi had come with. Even the Torah had commenced with these verses, not joining partners with Allah Ta'ala discreetly or openly, being kind towards the parents, not killing children. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi brings to our attention a very important point. One is to kill children, whether we kill children like what was done in the pagan era, that the child was born and thereafter killed. And in the modern era, the way of killing children and terminating life is to abort the child. Like the child that is born, he is living and you have terminated his life. Then the child that is within the womb, he is also alive and you are terminating, so this is also murder. The only difference is, the one murder is called legal. Aborting is called legal, though it is impermissible. So the legal dimension is so emphasized that nobody wants to do anything that is illegal. But whether it's permissible or impermissible, that becomes an irrelevant issue. We're not so concerned about it, because it's just to do with permissibility and impermissibility. So, in essence, the law of the land becomes supreme. The law of Allah Ta'ala is secondary, na'uzu billah. What a disaster. The second thing that he brings to our attention is this, that one is to terminate life, and one is to send one's children to institutes and to universities, etc., and educate the child with an education that will pervert his mind, that will corrupt his behavior, his ways. Where the child has been thinking right, his behavior was right and respectful, and all that good, rich culture that he had, good ways and behavior he had, all he's been robbed of because of the institutes, the surrounding that he is exposed to. So this is another type of murder. In the word of the Quran, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَا, that deen and Islam is real life. And you robbed any person of his deen, his ways, his right behavior, then you have terminated that deeni life. So this is another way of killing the child. In fact, this is a worse murder, because this murder will not take you to Jahannam, it will take him to Jahannam as well, where his mind is corrupt, his behavior is gone, his beliefs is all shattered. So he is not in Islam and he is not out of Islam. Where is he? Where does he stand? He is in suspense. Then loot activity, whether it is discreet, whether it is open, the lewd and indecent activity that is open we all know of, but even that which is discreet, whether it is talking, gossiping, viewing a video, something that is lewd, something that is not proper, indecent, or divorcing a woman and remaining with her even after having divorced her, so it's not in the public eye, but Allah Pak knows about it. You know that you are living in haram. So this type of indecent and lewd behavior, whether it is open or whether it is very subtle and secret. Then again, the command of taking care of the orphan and his property, don't even come close to it. Forget even touching his property, don't even come close to it, but to improve it until he reaches his full strength. So a child has to be tried and he has to be tutored that he can handle his wealth at the time that he comes of age. But you will have several situations. One is a person that is naturally weak. He cannot think and reason very well. then according to Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, the maximum period that the wealth can be withheld, the maximum period that the wealth can be withheld is 25. After 25, even if he is not very well in his understanding and thinking, then his wealth has to be surrendered to him. But there is a different situation where a person is mentally challenged and he is mad and insane. Obviously, he will be treated as a child and his wealth will be supervised and monitored by his elder. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ, and then give measure and weight with full justice. We are very eager to take the du'as of the seniors, pious, righteous people, awliya and buzurgan ad-deen. Obviously, the du'a of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is second to none. His du'as are the greatest. And his special du'a is for that businessman that he is good. When he is buying, he is selling, and he is demanding his rights, but he is gentle, he is polite, and he is courteous. When he is selling an item, he gives slightly more than what he is supposed to be giving. When he is fulfilling a right, he is ensuring that he is doing it before the due date. When he is demanding his dues, then he is considerate in his demands, he doesn't use foul language, doesn't become aggressive in his ways. So in all ways, he is considerate. So such a person receives a special dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes a special dua that may Allah Ta'ala have his special mercy upon such a person. You have already guaranteed yourself, you have secured yourself the dua of the greatest personality as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Again, Quran Sharif says, أَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا, this path of mine lead straight and follow it, and do not follow other paths, that they will scatter you from his path. The path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only path that can lead you straight. If you dare move away from his path, then you will be scattered, you will be turned away. Again, it's an assurance and a security that on this path you will find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the leader of this path. He is the captain of this entire entourage. So just come up with him and you will gain your security, because the king of this path and the leader of this path is none else than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you've got maximum security on this path, provided you hold on to it, you cling on to it. Yeah, give us tawfiq.